This is Contractor Sense with Ruth King.
Welcome to Contractor Sense. Here you discover ideas, tactics, news, and information that matters to your contracting business and you. I'm your host, Ruth King. This episode is sponsored by HVAC Trustbooks. Go to HVACTrustbooks.com to discover how this tool can help you close more sales. Thank you for joining us. Here is how we will help your business and you today. The conventional wisdom says it's hard to sell your business unless you are more than $5 million in revenue. Why? Because the return for those investors don't justify investing in smaller businesses. And what about parents wanting to sell the business to their children or key employees? They want out. Many times it's difficult for those children or key employees to come up with a lump sum to pay for the business. Smaller businesses and parents who want to sell have had a hard time because you had to accept payments for your business over a period of time and worry about getting those checks. Until now. Now you don't have to worry. You can get your payments in one lump sum. My guest today, Brandon Bolin, heads up lending for a bank that focuses working with contractors who want to purchase smaller businesses. Brandon, welcome to Contractor Sense.
Thank you for having me today, Ruth. I'm happy to be here.
My pleasure. So, number one, a bank that does work with contractors is an anomaly these days because most banks don't want to deal with contractors. So, why your bank?
Absolutely. So, we started about 10 years ago, and unlike the traditional bank model where you have a bunch of bank branches and you lend to your geographic region, we actually have one bank branch in Wilmington, North Carolina. So we're just going to lend to a few different industries in all 50 states. And so as we grow, we research new industries that are underbanked.
Contracting.
absolutely. And tend to be recession resilient. So within contracting, we found a niche of service contractors who are repairing, replacing existing systems, whether it's an air conditioning or plumbing. And essentially, like you said earlier, private equity ignored most of the industry, which meant there was a large amount of people underbanked, and so we want to use our product to be the solution.
Right, and when you and I first talked about this, I said, okay, will you fund something that's $1 million in size for a purchase? And you said, yes.
Absolutely.
Still the case, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is so, I mean, it's been needed for so long because there's so many business owners who don't want to grow to $5 million. You know, they're happy at their $2-2.5 million, maybe $1.5 million. And then they want out. I mean, it's time for them to retire, to do other things and things along those lines. And it's really, really hard to sell businesses in that range. And as you well found out.
Absolutely. We found that most people had to resort to holding a seller note. So you've worked 20, 30 years to build this business that's worth $500,000, $1 million, $2 million. And then your buyer is unable to find financing, so you have to act as the bank and hold a seller note and hope you get paid.
Yeah, exactly, which is not exactly what they want to do. They may be 60, 65, 70 years old, and they don't want the business back.
Oh, absolutely not. So we want to be the bank, and we want to allow you, the seller, to essentially sign your check and go retire, and we'll hold the risk, and we'll be the bank for the buyer.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you were right when you talk about parents who want out and not have to worry about the business anymore and let the kids run it. Same thing, or a key employee or something like that who doesn't have the wherewithal necessarily to write a $1 million check. Most of them won't.
Yeah, absolutely. And the SBA loan, which is our main product, is a government guaranteed loan that allows banks to lend to small businesses where the deals don't have to be fully secured by assets. The business has to be able to repay the loan.
Sure.
And the buyer can have reasonable down payment options in order to make the transaction today. And if, let's say, they don't have 10% to put down, there are avenues in which you can go to 2 years from now, be able to, as the seller, be paid out in full, and the buyer will have gotten an SBA loan.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the process basically is what? Let's assume that I find a business I want to buy.
Yeah.
All right. And the business, let's say, after I value it, is worth, let's say, $1 million.
Okay.
And the person, and I want to buy it, and I don't have the ability to write a $1 million check. Mm-hmm. So I come to the bank, and what's the process?
So in this example, are you an existing contracting
yes.
business owner?
I'm an existing, because basically a lot of times, contractors will buy other contractors' yeah. businesses that they know are profitable, mm-hmm. or they might buy one that they know is in trouble, but they know how to fix it. I'll give you a perfect example. I valued a business for a guy who was about 60 years old who had no maintenance agreements, and, you know, the business wasn't worth a whole lot. You know, we could make it worth a lot by building the maintenance agreements up, but he was tired, and he ended up selling to somebody who paid very little for the business, and that guy took it over, built up the maintenance agreements, and, you know, took off.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for this guy who, you know, spent his entire life working for almost nothing. So.
Yeah, in terms of the process of, if you're an existing contracting business owner and you want to acquire another company, that's probably one of the easiest routes to go, because the SBA loan product, even though you'd be acquiring another company, they essentially view it as an expansion. So if you're an air conditioning contractor and you want to buy somebody else, you can do so with the very good possibility of getting an SBA loan where you don't have to put any money down.
Yeah.
So you can save that for, you know, a rainy day, for seasonality.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very competitive product, longer term, so you have a shorter monthly payment, and then you get to save your cash. And then in terms of the process, you would come to the bank, Live Oak Bank. We don't charge any application fees, so we can collect all the documents from the seller, your business, yourself personally. And then you go to underwriting, which is where the financial analysis is done on the loan,
mm-hmm.
to make sure it's something that we're, you know, as a bank, interested in.
And make sure that they can pay the loan back, too.
Absolutely. We are not just lending money to anybody who asks for it.
Oh, come on, Brandon.
Yeah, I know. We want to give the money away at a reasonable interest rate, but not everybody gets approved. The answer we say is no for now, because mm-hmm. a lot of people are able to repair whatever the problem is and come back. But once you get approved, you go to closing. That process takes 4 to 6 weeks, and then
mm-hmm.
you sign the closing documents, and the deal closes, and you have your 10-year, 25-year term loan, depending on what you use the funds for, and you continue growing the value of your business.
Right. I mean, think about it. At least the way I look at it is, if I'm going to buy a business, then I'm going to buy a business. So I want to make sure that whatever payments I make, cash flow
yeah.
actually pays those payments.
Absolutely. We do a financial analysis that pretty much makes sure that if you're an existing business owner and you're looking to acquire another business or add on any debt, that you can not only meet that monthly payment, but pay your existing debt. And we want to make sure that you can continue to pull your same salary out of the business, because the last thing we want to do is say, okay, we'll give you $1 million loan to acquire this other company, but you have to cut your salary in half. I know you don't want to do
no.
that, and we don't want you to do that.
No, so. Absolutely not. So, all right, when we get back, let's get into the nitty-gritty of actually how to do this, okay?
Okay.
We'll be right back.
I've seen my client salespeople struggle when a customer asks why they should use your company rather than the competition when your price is higher and you both are proposing the same equipment. I've seen technicians struggle when customers ask them whether they should replace an 18-year-old air conditioner. And most salespeople and technicians never ask the one question that most customers are concerned about, yet never ask. Can I trust you? I found a tool that gives your salespeople and technicians the ammunition to answer this question and more. And the tool works. How do I know? 68% of my clients are using it to increase sales and referrals. What is it? A trust book with your name on it as the author. More details are at HVACTrustBooks.com. Warning, there is only one contractor per area that can get these great books. Some areas are already taken. They've gone to my clients. If you want your area and want to have a tool for your salespeople and technicians to increase referrals and sales, then go to HVACTrustBooks.com now and reserve your area.
Don't let this happen to you. Here's a transcript of an email sent to Ruth King. Dear Ruth, I wish I had this book 2 years ago. I discovered my bookkeeper had embezzled over $200,000 from the company. I used to be debt-free. Now I have a mortgage and payments on other debt I incurred to relieve the cash flow crunch caused by the embezzlement. Don't let this sad situation be your story too. An epidemic of workplace thievery and embezzlement harms today's business world, our economy, and ultimately your income and net worth. Discover the top 50 ways employees and vendors steal from you in Ruth King's new book, The Ugly Truth About Cash. Ruth also gives you the procedures to implement to help prevent embezzlement and keep the honest people honest. Find The Ugly Truth About Cash on Amazon or go to www.thecouragetobeprofitable.com to order an autographed copy of Ruth's book. Get the information you need to protect your hard-earned cash and assets. That's thecouragetobeprofitable.com.
We're back. Thanks for listening to Contractor Sense. I'm here with Brandon Bolin, who is I guess, what is your title these days, other than Live Oak Bank, but what's the title?
So my official title would be loan officer for the service contractor vertical at Live Oak Bank.
Got it, which is in Wilmington,
North Carolina.
So if I'm going to do this, I have to make a trip to Wilmington.
No, not necessarily. You can call us up, email us. We'll start the conversation that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of my favorite parts of the job is that once we get further down the process of closing in on a deal, because we only have a one bank branch and you're not going to see us on your street corner, regardless if you're in upstate Washington or Maine, I'm going to fly out to come visit you, shake your hand so that I get to know you, you get to know me, we get to see the business and make sure we're all a good fit for each other as we close the loan.
So I don't have to be in North Carolina.
No, we actually... We're a weird bank in that sense. We actually lend in all 50 states. And if any listeners are in Puerto Rico, we have a couple loans in Puerto Rico as well.
So you want to go to Hawaii?
Yes, absolutely.
So those of you who are listening from Hawaii and you want to acquire a business, Brandon's more than willing to go to Hawaii.
Absolutely.
All right. So we find a business, let's say, that we want to buy or, you know, parents want out or whatever else it is. Somebody still has to value the business, correct?
Absolutely. And
I mean, I've done it for many, many years, but somebody's got to come in and the buyers have to agree on the price before this whole process starts, correct?
Yes, correct. So before the process starts, you don't necessarily have to have it signed and documented, but typically a letter of intent has been issued where the buyer and seller have agreed upon the purchase price and the terms of the transaction.
All right. So the entire legal nitty gritty does not have to take place before this process starts.
Correct. It can start while it's in flux, but by the time closing comes around, everything will have to be buttoned up, purchase agreement.
Everything. Okay. Everything. So at that point, so while you're working on the loan documents, they're going to be working on the agreement and all the legal things that relate to that particular agreement.
Correct.
All right. So we do that. We know what the deal is. We're looking at, for all intents and purposes, I assume, putting together some sort of business plan.
Yeah, absolutely. For the most part, we'll look for a business plan. It depends. It just depends on the transaction. If it's something where you're really extending your service area and you're going to be the office management that you're relying on when you expand, we might possibly need a business plan, but I mean, I would always suggest, if you're looking to expand your business at all, to always have a business plan.
I have a plan. You know, it doesn't have to be a 35-page document. You can use what I call my 3-page business plan, which is basically marketing, goals, and financials.
Absolutely. And that always, a bank's always going to look favorably upon that. They're going to see that somebody, that you, the business owner, have put into writing what they want to do. It helps us understand what you want to do, and it makes the approval process easier.
Yeah, for all intents and purposes, you got to know where it's going, and the owner wants out, and the business has been very profitable for a period of time, and I'm going to use all my cash, my receipts from maintenance agreements for the next couple of years to pay the loan payments.
Yeah,
I mean, it might actually happen that way.
Yeah, each one has its own nuances, and because we lend in all 50 states, every states have different licensing requirements. Mm-hmm. So if you're expanding your service area, does that location need to have its own responsible master plumber? It just all depends.
Yeah, master plumber, HVAC licenses. Some cities have their own licensing. Yeah. In the state, of Connecticut, you have to have journeyman's. I mean, it's all over the place for all intents and purposes. How low a loan? What's the smallest loan amount that you guys will do?
Typically, the smallest loan amount we'll really entertain is about $100,000, and we'll go all the way up to the SBA's $5 million limit.
Mm-hmm.
And then even if it's a very strong transaction and the deal is a little bit larger than $5 million, sometimes we can pair the SBA loan with a small conventional loan from Live Oak Bank.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't go much higher than $5 million.
Well, we're also looking at the thing where these are contractors who don't necessarily want to be $5 million.
Yes.
So their business is probably not going to be worth $5
million. Yeah. It's all over the board. We'll see everything. I've seen deals all the way from $100,000 up to $7 million at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So,
the $7 million are the bigger ones.
Yeah.
They're absolutely the bigger ones. But, the thing that really attracted me to it was the fact that, we've had so many problems financing the $100,000 deal, or financing the $500,000 deal, or the $1 million deal, or the $1.5 million deal. And, you know, where do you go where somebody can just, you know, struck a check for $1.5 million? It's not that easy.
Oh, absolutely not. And that's where the SBA loan is a great product, because you don't have to, your buyer does not have to have $1 million. I don't have $1 million. Mm-hmm. I know most folks don't. But that the SBA loan is able to bridge that gap.
Right. Absolutely. So when we say SBA loan, they basically, you're still getting the loan from the bank, but they're mm-hmm. guaranteeing it, correct?
Absolutely. Don't worry. It's not a government direct loan. It is just a program that enables banks to lend, because the standard conventional loan that you hear about that has been difficult to access requires that you have 20% to put down, and the deal has to be fully secured by real estate or hard assets, which we know these businesses don't. You have equipment and maybe some inventory. The rest of the value is in goodwill.
People.
Yeah, people.
People.
So the SBA loan, the government insures it.
They insure it. Okay. But they still write the checks to Live Oak Bank.
No. So it's the way the program works is you, the customer, you'll pay a 3% fee in the loan budget, mm-hmm. Which we wrap that up in the loan. Mm-hmm. And that gets paid to the SBA. And the SBA doesn't issue any money at all unless the loan goes bad.
Okay.
And then the SBA covers 75% of
Live Oak?
Of our loss.
Okay.
But we, as a bank, I think our default rate is less than 2%. So it's not
good.
Yes. Absolutely.
So you make prudent loans.
Correct. We do.
All right. So, Brandon, if we wanted to get a hold of you, how do we do that?
So, if you want to get a hold of me, you can call my cell phone number at 540-907-6561. I have a desk phone, but I forward it straight to my cell phone. So, you can call me at that. Or you can either go to our website at liveoakbank.com. Or my email is brandon.bolen, B-O-L-E-N, at liveoak.bank, B-A-N-K.
Okay, and give us your cell phone number again.
My cell phone number is 540-907-6561, and I'm available 24/7.
Even on weekends?
Even on weekends. If you have any questions, even if you have you don't have a deal in mind and you just want to get some general information, please don't hesitate to call me.
Okay, Brandon, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on, Ruth.
My pleasure. And thank you for joining us. Choose one thing that you discovered and implement it in your business. These ideas, tactics, and strategies help you make more money, have more free time, and give back. If you like today's program, spread the word. Please review this podcast on any device you're listening to it on. Help a fellow contractor make more money, too. For comments or questions, call me at 770-729-0258. Or email ruthking@hvacchannel.tv. Thanks for listening. Have a great and profitable day.